and then be forced to throw fastballs down the middle of the plate. So for Rondon, I think good quality pitches right from the get-go out of the bullpen, work ahead in the count, and really mix up his pitches. Strope, when he's ahead in the count, he's nasty because his ball has so much movement on it, but at times he has so much movement that he also can fall behind in the count. So both those guys, mixed pitches, quality, working ahead in the count is what you want to see out of the bullpen guys, and throwing strikes and quality strikes. Get ahead and then go to your nasty stuff.
Let's stay on the move with Ryan Sandberg, sponsored by Odie Household Services. Visit odiemove.com/Cubs. Cubs beat the Reds today 9-5, featuring a Javier Baez grand slam. John Lester with the win. Crawley in Wrigleyville, you're on Cubs Radio on the Score.
Hey, guys, quick question. You know, Rhino, as you see a lot of these young players, and we do have a lot of young players, do you feel that there's a lot of pressure by the fans to expect so much from them? And how long do you think it's going to be till you see some of these guys hit their peak? Because I see a lot of impatience from fans about whether it's Baez, whether it's Schwarber they were complaining about. Could you kind of go through the process of how a hitter matures?
Well, what I've seen from these young players, I've been totally impressed with their composure coming to Wrigley Field starting in 2015. Some of these guys had a year and a half, 2 years in the minor leagues, some of them 3 years in the minor leagues. Next thing you know it, there was a need for young energy and young players, and it was their chance to come to the big leagues and play for the Chicago Cubs, and I think they've adjusted from the get-go very well. I also think that this is an organization that will definitely keeps track of, and everyone does, keeps track of what the guys are doing in the minor leagues, and if a guy's red hot, they're not afraid to bring them up. And I think that the way that the minor league system is done by the Chicago Cubs and all their personnel, I think that these players are ready when they get here. So I've seen a lot of success, maybe more than 30 years ago, of young players coming up here, feeling immediately part of the team, contribute, and play winning baseball from the get-go. Very impressed with that. You know what? The next thing is once they do have a little success at this level, there is adjustments to make. And the rest of the league will make adjustments against a hot hitter, whoever that might be. And then it's up to that young player to notice that, make some adjustments, and a little bit of maturity sometimes it takes to be able to make those adjustments. But that's what it takes to have success here early on and stay here.
312-644-6767. Do believe we have time for at least one more call for Ryan Sandberg as we talk about a Cubs 9-5 win over the Reds and a sweep, as Rhino told you, the first sweep of the season for the Cubs. And it is Prince in Oak Lawn. Hi, Prince. You're on the Score and Cubs Radio.
What's up, Rhino? You're the best. Thanks for letting me talk to you.
Hey, Prince. My pleasure.
Okay. So, Addison Russell, did you used to swing on the first pitch? I don't remember if you used to always swing on first pitches.
Typically, my first at-bat, I wanted to see the pitcher that day, especially I hadn't seen him in a few months. And oftentimes, we talked about the Daily Double or Jerome Walton. There was a man on first base. Back in the day, I would give up one pitch my first at-bat to allow him to steal a base, number one. And also, I wanted to have a good quality long at-bat, if possible, my first at-bat. And that usually set up the rest of the game, the second, third, fourth, fifth at-bat, to nail the first pitch as if I was setting the guy up. So I tried to keep him guessing a little bit, but generally speaking, first pitch of the game, I did not swing at.
I got a couple quickies for you here, Rhino, before we let you go.
Sure.
Addison Russell has had a tendency since he came up to the big leagues to lose the bat flying out of his hands, as it did today a couple of times in an at-bat. Once it almost hit Javier Baez, and Baez ducked into the dugout, and everybody cheered, and it was kind of a funny moment.
Yeah.
But what is that a product of? Because it happens to Addison Russell a lot, like pretty frequently.
You know what? For me, I think Addison is dead looking for and seeing a fastball out of the hand, and oftentimes maybe those aren't fastballs and they're off speed, and he's cheating a little bit too much to the pull side of the field. When Addison Russell's going good, like we've seen him. He drives balls to right center field. He'll hit some pitches that are on the outside corner the opposite way or up the middle. Total plate coverage and using more of the field. But I think when a guy's cheating to pull the ball and the pitch isn't there, I could see where now you try and do something different. You've already committed. You're three-fourths of the way through your swing, and now you're fooled, and I could see where a hand would come off the bat in that instance.
And finally, Rhino, Zach Cozart had homered. He didn't homer today, but he had homered in five straight Wrigley Field games as of yesterday. Didn't homer today, but we did a little research, a little trivia with Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer today, and we realized that the last Cubs to homer in five straight games here at Wrigley Field, Leon Durham, 1984, Ryne Sandberg, 1989, and Sammy Sosa, 1998. I assume you remember that barrage of home runs here at Wrigley Field.
Do I ever? Are you kidding me? I still have dreams about that. No, you know what? I believe I had six home runs in 5 days. So one of those games, I hit two. So it was six in 5 days. It sent me on my way in 89 to hit 30 on the year, and I believe drive in 100 runs. But, yeah, it was one of those things. I got my pitch. I didn't miss it. I remember, I think the... I believe my last one was against the Montreal Expos, and I can see it now going to left center field, going about four or five rows up.
And 1989, do you know how annoyed I was with Will Clark that year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
where I was dreaming about the home runs, yeah. Was nightmares about Will Clark.
Yes, yes. Will the thrill, whatever, you know. Rhino, thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
312-644-6767 is the number. That is Hall of Famer, the former Cubs player and the former Philadelphia Phillies manager. He is Ryne Sandberg with us for the postgame shows here at home at Wrigley Field, and we love having him. The Cubs beat the Reds by a final of 9-5. Coming up, the highlights of this Cubs win on the Score on the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
Molly here. Talk Cubs with us. Mornings live at 5 on 670 The Score. Home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Find extra hot prices Friday and Saturday at the Meijer 2-Day Sale and save even more with Meijer Bucks. Boneless pork loin is $1.27 per pound. V8 Splash is just $1.29. Get hot BOGO free deals. Cottonelle bath tissue and Viva paper towels are buy one, get one free. And Purina cat and dog treats are buy two, get one free. Plus, Meijer Bucks are back. Save over $50 on general merchandise, apparel, or health and beauty care items. Clip from your ad or online with M-Perks. All M-Perks coupons must be clipped to save. Exclusions apply. See our full ad at Meijer.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If it's time to replace your vehicle's battery, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and take advantage of our exclusive Do It Right rebate. For a limited time, purchase a Superstart Premium, Extreme, or Platinum battery and get up to a $15 O'Reilly gift card by mail. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's not a garden. It's a canvas. And this spring, the Home Depot has everything you need to fill it with colorful annuals. Like 1.56 pint proven winners annuals, special buys at 3 for just $12. Add a splash of red here, orange and yellow there. Turn that patch of dirt into a work of art and paint yourself a landscape. Get a fresh take on spring with colorful select proven winners annuals, 3 for just $12, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through May 31st.
AutoZone presents Wash and Wax. Washing your car removes road grime and dirt buildup that can scratch your car's finish, while a good coat of wax helps protect that beautiful shine. And right now, get a 32-ounce bottle of Black Magic Tire Wet for just $5.99. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 166 Chicagoland locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
A seatbelt can stop you from going into a store. A seatbelt can stop you from climbing a tree. It can stop you from flying or from rolling down a hill. A seatbelt can stop you from doing a lot of things, like crushing bones and damaging vital organs. It can even save your life. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. So buckle up every trip, every time. Click it or ticket.
Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Swing and a miss, the bat goes flying, and the bat slams off the netting over near the Cubs' third base dugout. Russell swings and misses, and again, the bat sails out of his hands, and this time right over the head of Javier Baez, who hits the deck as that bat sailed over his coconut. And Baez now is going to go over and walk over near the third base dugout. He's going in the dugout.
Yeah, I would too.
Who can blame it?
Cover, man. Stop, drop, and roll. It's our funkiest play of the game. Hit him in the coconut. Sponsored by Funkaway, the odor eliminator for people who sweat. Take out what sweat puts in with Funkaway. Get yours today at funkaway.com. Our funkiest play of the game. Addison Russell losing his bat a couple of times. And Javier Baez said, time to take cover. That's what he did. Mark Grody back with you here at beautiful Wrigley Field. Some of the Seagulls have arrived, and they're wondering, where the heck is everybody? What's going on here? What? No. No cleaning crews, please. The Cubs over the Reds by a final score of 9-5. Let's show you how it all came to be today. The highlights are sponsored by Insure on the Spot. Get the lowest auto insurance quote in just 2 minutes at insureonthespot.com. So, it's a John Lester pitching day for the Cubs. Amir Garrett, the lefty rookie for the Reds. Cubs looking for a sweep of Cincinnati today if they could get the win. Cubs first inning, a one-out walk for Chris Bryant. And then listen to this with Anthony Rizzo up.
Rizzo pops one up on the infield. The shortstop, Cozart, backpedaling in shallow center. Lost it, and it falls in. And Bryant will hustle to second base safely.
So, you take that, right? The second baseman, Jose Peraza, lost it. Billy Hamilton tried to underhand it. Chris Bryant safe. Good hustle. Good base running in general by Chris Bryant. Cubs first would continue. First and second, one out, Ian Happ. Hardliner to right, but caught. Wilson Contreras draws a walk to load the bases to put Addison Russell in a potential RBI spot.
And standing already, here's the pitch on the way. Ball four, it forces in a run. Russell takes low and inside. Cubs lead 1-0.
Excellent at-bat for Addison Russell to work the walk. Cubs with the early 1-0 lead with the wind blowing out, so one run doesn't feel like a thing. Bags still packed. And here comes a punch from Javier Baez.
The 1-2 by Garrett. A swing and a drive. Deep left center. It's got a chance. Grand slam. Grand slam, Javier Baez. Cubs lead 5-0. A hanging curveball.
Got to hit those. And you know what? Javier Baez did. Crushed it to left field. His sixth home run this year. Baez's third career grand slam. Cubs' second granny of 2017. Anybody? Wilson Contreras. 5-0 Cubs. We go to the Cubs fourth inning. Stand by for Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. Deep center field. Back goes Hamilton. It's got a chance. Gone. Get out the tape measure. Long gone. Chris Bryant to dead center.
As a matter of fact, the Bryant home run, 450 feet, his eighth home run of the year to center field. Cubs with a 6-0 lead in the fourth inning of play. The Cubs fifth now, facing Blake Wood. Cubs have first and third, one out, and here comes Javier Baez again.
This ball's hit on the ground, chopped past Votto as Baez uses that hole on the right side. It'll be another run for the Cubs. Excellent piece of hitting by Javi as Russell goes from first to third. Happ scores, 7-0 Cubs.
Stuck the bat out, hit it to right field. Fifth RBI of the day for Javier Baez on fire, sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. T. Fiery Pepper Bloody Mary mix, spicy and rich, delicious, made from scratch. Taste, pick up Mr. and Mrs. T today at Benny's Beverage Depot. So the Cubs with a 7-0 lead. Listen to this with John Lester up now.
He hammers this ball to left center field and deep. This ball's back, still going back, and caught right at the ivy in left field by Duvall. And it's a sacrifice fly for Lester, but he gives it another close chance of hitting one out of the ballpark.
8-0 Cubs on the sack fly RBI, and I am officially adding that to his scouting report. Good, strong pitcher, works all sides of the plate, keeps the ball down, and warning track power. He's done that twice now in St. Louis, where he actually went into the home run trot. I don't think he went into the HR trot this time because there were men on base, but a blast by Lester, unfortunately for him. Not a home run, but it does drive in a run. 8-0 Cubs. Now, Ben Zobrist with a chance to keep the line moving.
Here's the pitch, and he does. It's a bullet to right field through the hole. Javi is being waved around. He's trying to score. He slides in safe. 9-0 Cubs as the Cubs are turning this one into a blowout here through the middle of the ballgame.
Yep, that's what the score was, 9-0 in the fifth inning. The Reds did score 4 in the seventh inning off a combination of John Lester and Hector Rondon to make it a 9-4 game. The Reds' ninth got a little nervous, too. Brian Dunsing in. The Reds loaded the bases. Madden said that's enough. Brings in Koji Uehara, hopefully to restore order. Gets Adam Duvall to pop out to relatively deep left field. Billy Hamilton tags. He scores. It's a 9-5 game. Eugenio Suarez caught looking. A nice pitch on the corner by Koji Uehara. Two outs now for Stuart Turner.
Reds down to their last strike. And the pitch by Uehara. Swing and a miss. It's all over. Koji Uehara impressively strikes out the last two.
Cubs win. Cubs 9, Reds 5. Cubs with a 5-run first inning to really set the tempo. The Cubs now 21-19, 2 games over .500. The Reds, meantime, dip under .500 by 2 games. They are now 19-21. Cubs 9, Reds 5. That brings us to our next game preview, sponsored by the Ray and Raymond Auto Group in Fox Lake and Antioch, your preferred hometown dealers with over 2,000 vehicles. Cubs bring on the Milwaukee Brewers tomorrow afternoon. They'll be coming from San Diego. Will the Brewers be Eddie Butler to get the start against Willie Peralta for the Milwaukee Brewers? The pregame will start at 12:40 with the first pitch going down at 1:20 with Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer. More postgame is coming up as we get to talk about a Cubs 9-5 win over the Reds on the Score on the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
Chris Bryant joins us regularly on the Bernstein and Golf Show. Listen for showtimes afternoons between 1 and 6 on the Score.
Hey, Chris Hardwick here, and today's Xfinity X1 Challenge is all about in-home Wi-Fi. So we asked real people how reliable their Wi-Fi is throughout their home.
Sometimes I have it, and sometimes I don't.
And what happens when all your devices are going at once?
We can't all use our stuff at the same time.
It drops out a lot.
So we put Xfinity Internet to the test by connecting entire families to the same network on multiple devices at once.
I'm pretty impressed that it's able to hold up like this.
I want to switch.
Xfinity delivers the fastest download speed available and the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home for the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Take the Xfinity X1 Challenge and see for yourself.
Xfinity delivers the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. AT&T just doesn't compare. Learn more or get started with Performance Starter 10 megabits per second internet from Comcast for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires enrollment to equal paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 6/30/17. Restrictions apply. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change after promo regular rate supply. Wi-Fi claim based on fastest available download speed and router on 5 gigahertz band.
On the next HBO World Championship Boxing, undefeated champion Terrence Crawford.
Terrence Crawford, a great fighter in his prime. He's a finisher. He likes to hurt the other guy.
Aims to continue his domination of the division.
Crawford brings the crowd out of their seats.
When he faces southpaw brawler Felix Diaz at the Mecca of Boxing, Madison Square Garden.
An unbelievable fight.
World Championship Boxing, Crawford versus Diaz. Live Saturday, May 20th, 10:15 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. Only on HBO.
HBO's World Championship Boxing returns Saturday, May 20th, live from the Mecca of Boxing, Madison Square Garden. Undefeated champion and pound-for-pound star Terrence Crawford takes on southpaw gold medalist Felix Diaz in a showdown for the World Junior Welterweight Championship. Crawford is determined to use his knockout power and ring dominance to continue his title reign, but faces one of his toughest tests yet in the crafty Diaz. Plus, Ray Beltran battles Jonathan Mosello in a high-stakes lightweight division clash. Don't miss all the action Saturday, May 20th at 9:15 p.m. Central. Only on HBO.
Shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com. Visit Apple Chevy now through Monday and save 20% off MSRP on 2017 Chevy Malibu LTs. Get details and schedule a test drive today at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
America's number one Memorial Day sale starts now at Art Van Furniture. Free mountain bikes or TVs with purchase. Save up to 65% off, plus an extra 20% off. The Art Van Furniture Memorial Day sale starts Saturday.
Barnhart strikes out swinging. Nice slow curveball by Lester. Reds don't score. They squander a leadoff double by Suarez.
John Lester our great play of the game, sponsored by Great Clips, Great Haircuts. It's going to be great. Cubs beat the Reds today 9-5. Lester the win. We'll take a look at some of his numbers and highlights today. Other than that, strikeouts right there. Lester striking out Tucker Barnhart with a man at third to end that inning, and the Cubs were up 5-0. But before we go any further, let's make it real. We pause 10 seconds for station identification here on The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
Danny Parkins here. Get your daily dose of Cubs talk from two Cubs fans. The Spiegel and Parkins Show, 9 a.m. to 1. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK, HD2 Chicago.
Cubs win today 9-5 over the Reds. That is a sweep. Not an easy day to pitch for any of these 3 days because the wind has been blowing out in each of the games in this series. Not as hard today, but certainly blowing out advantage hitters. And John Lester pitched nicely. 6 innings, allowed 3 runs on 6 hits, struck out 5. Walked 1, 96 pitches today. Lester now 2-2 with a 3.57 ERA. And by the numbers, being sponsored by the College Illinois 529 prepaid tuition program. Enroll through May 31st, 2017 and receive up to $200 off qualifying accounts. And John Lester is 11-1 in his last 16 home starts, where he's allowed 19 earned runs. That's a period of 108 innings, a 1.58 ERA. So Lester continues to do good damage here at Wrigley Field, as the Cubs did over the last 3 days. Cubs beat the Reds 9-5. Baez grand slam. Chris Bryant with a home run of 450 feet in this game. Taking a look at some of the other numbers for the Cubs today. Ben Zobrist hitting leadoff today, 2-for-4. Ian Happ, a 2-for-4 day, a run, worked a nice walk. He did strike out once as well. But in the tiny sample size, Ian Happ is hitting 353. Going to be really tough to ship that kid out anytime soon. He is confident. He is a smart baseball player. Fun to watch, like a lot of the kids on this team. Wilson Contreras, 0-for-4 with a run today. He walked once. Addison Russell was an 0-for-3 with a couple of runs. Javier Baez, the big day today. Grand slam and an RBI single. 3-for-3, 5 RBIs. 2 runs and a walk. That is a day with the bat. Johnny Lester with the bats, 0-for-2. Albert Elmora Jr. was an 0-for-3. Tommy La Stella pinch hitting. He walked in his only at-bat today. John Jay just won at-bat as well, as he was 0-for-1. As for the John Lester counterpart today, it was Amir Garrett, the lefty rookie. He's got some talent, got some stuff, but he got roughed up today. 4 innings, 6 earned runs on 5 hits, struck out 5, and walked 4, and his ERA is at 5.18. Cubs again beat the Reds by a final score of 9-5. One final break here on The Score on the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
This is Joe Matt of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to The Score, the radio home of the Cubs.
The best-kept secret for luxury and ruggedness? Land Rover. The best-kept secret to obtain an approved certified pre-owned Land Rover? Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago. Did you know Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago has been proudly serving Chicagoland for over 55 years? And did you know right now at Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago, you can buy a 2013 certified pre-owned Range Rover Evoque for only $29,995? And did you know approved certified pre-owned Land Rover models include a 6-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, a 165-point inspection, and 24/7 roadside assistance? Isn't it time you know Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago? Visit Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago, just off the Kennedy at Armitage, or online at howardorlofflandrover.com.
Stock number P14058, plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. Coverage begins on the vehicle's original date of retail sale or in-use date. See Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago for details. Offer expires 5/31/17.
Hello, hello. I think we're going to need some uplifting music for this, because this is big. Nice. You see, there are other unlimited data plans out there, but none have lived up to the name till now. Unlimited gets the network it deserves, and so do you. Verizon. We're doing Unlimited the Verizon way, without compromising reliability, on the largest, most advanced 4G LTE network in America. And wait till I tell you about the unbelievably great price. It's just $45 per line for 4 lines, with HD video included.
Not just unlimited, Verizon Unlimited. Plus taxes and fees. Paper-free billing required. After 22 gigabyte per line per month, we may prioritize your data behind other Verizon customers during network congestion. Mobile hotspots / tethering reduced to 3G speeds after 10 gigabytes per month. See VZW.com for details. Love the rich flavor and aroma of Hill's Brothers coffee, but don't have the time to brew a whole pot? Try Hill's Brothers coffee for single cup brewers. Their unique single serve pods brew with all the flavor and aroma you expect from Hill's Brothers. Then the pods break down, returning nutrients to the land, not piling up in the landfill. Hill's Brothers coffee, crafted without compromise for over 137 years.
Pitch and he does. It's a bullet to right field through the hole. Javi is being waved around. He's trying to score. He slides in safe. 9-0 Cubs as the Cubs are turning this one into a blowout here through the middle of the ballgame.
It's our Allstate Insurance run of the game, sponsored by Allstate agent Mark Havlick in Vernon Hills. I'm Mark Brody here at Wrigley Field, where it's still sunshiny and about 75 degrees. Sight of a Cubs 9-5 win over the Reds. John Lester, the win. Amir Garrett, the loss. Koji Uehara, the save. Javier Baez, a grand slam. Chris Bryant with a home run as well. And the Cubs will host the Milwaukee Brewers starting tomorrow. That said, let's do some tracking of those Brewers as we go into our post-game scoreboard, sponsored by Extra Strength 5-Hour Energy, an official sponsor of the 2017 MLB All-Star Game. And the Brewers right now playing out west, specifically in San Diego, and the Brewers leading the Padres now 4-2, middle of the ninth inning. The Brewers will come in hot. They are 23-18 right now, pending the outcome of this game. The Pirates beat the Nationals today 10-4, the final score. Tyler Glasnow, the win. Tanner Roark, the loss. Daniel Murphy hit his seventh home run of the year for the Nationals for the Buccos. Do you say Buccos? John Jaso hit his third homer. Josh Bell with his ninth. It was the Tigers over the Orioles, 6-5. Jordan Zimmermann, the win. Dylan Bundy with the loss. Chris Davis hitting his ninth home run of the year for Baltimore during that loss. Colorado beats Minnesota in Minneapolis, 5-1. With Nolan Arenado hitting his 10th homer of the year. That's the first game of a day-night doubleheader. Also gone final in Texas, the Rangers stay hot. They beat the Phillies 8-4, the final score. And right here at Wrigley Field, the Cubs with a 9-5 win over the Cincinnati Reds. I'm being encouraged to give you a chance to win some pizza right now from Aurelio's. Oh, yeah. The sixth caller will at least receive a $25 gift certificate from Aurelio's Pizza. Dine in, carry out, or have it delivered. Aurelio's Pizza since 1959. It's the sauce. Here's the number to get that $25 gift certificate from Aurelio's. 312-591-6700. 312-591-6700. Cubs beat the Reds 9-5. We have to say goodbye to our friends along the network. We do invite you to listen in to 670 The Score for the remainder of the post-game show, and then it'll be the Bernstein and Goff show here on 670 The Score, and the number here is 312-644-6767. We'll take a break here. Cubs win on The Score on the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
Joe Madden breaks down the Cubs with us Tuesdays at noon on the Spiegel and Parkins Show, only on 670 The Score.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever sales event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever sales event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon, so head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Golfers, Bolingbrook Golf Club and its award-winning driving range and golf academy are open for the season. Come be impressed with one of Chicago's premier golf facilities. From the amazing clubhouse to the rolling 18-hole course layout, you'll walk away impressed. Bolingbrook is the perfect spot for your next outing, and there's still some prime outing dates available. Make your plans to join them for their fabulous Mother's Day brunch. Hurry, space is limited. For more information or to reserve your tee time or Mother's Day brunch reservation, call 630-771-9400 or visit Bolingbrook Golf Club.
Shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com. The wait is finally over. The all-new 2017 Chevy Bolt is now in stock at Apple Chevy. Get details and schedule a test drive at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
America's number one Memorial Day sale starts now at Art Van Furniture. Free mountain bikes or TVs with purchase. Save up to 65% off, plus an extra 20% off. The Art Van Furniture Memorial Day sale starts Saturday.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
Bouncing ball right side, glove by Baez in short right, spins, throws to first to get him. Good play by Baez, a 1-2-3 inning for Lester.
Makes it look easy. It's Javier Baez with our Grossinger grab of the game. Sponsored by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. Baez, a big stimulant in this game. His defense, his offense, a grand slam today, an RBI single. All parts of this Cubs 9-5 win over the Cincinnati Reds. I'm Mark Grody. We welcome you back to Wrigley Field. Coming up here in just a little bit, it will be the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score, followed by Lawrence Holmes here on 670 The Score as well. But right now, for a couple more minutes, talking about a Cubs 9-5 win over the Cincinnati Reds. And all right, I'm stalling a little bit here because got to come up with a Majestic Star of the game. Sponsor of my Majestic Star Casino, one location, two casinos. And I know the obvious choice is Javier Baez, but I am going to be a little bit controversial here. A little bit controversial. I'm going to say Koji Uehara. Koji Uehara, because you had a bases loaded with nobody out. As Joe Maddon came to the mound, Brian Dunsing exited after having one nice inning. And brings in Koji Uehara, and he restored order, gave up a sack fly RBI. That's okay. You know what he did? Came out there and threw good strikes. And like I said, he restored order. So Koji Uehara, the controversial Majestic Star of the game. As for our Aquafina Splash of the game, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the Aquafina Splash of the game. Aquafina Pure Water, perfect taste.
Bryant cracks one in the air, deep center field, back goes Hamilton. It's got a chance, gone. Get out the tape measure, long gone. Chris Bryant to dead center.
Upon Pat Hughes' demand, we got out the tape measure. Took us a little while, 450 feet for Chris Bryant to basically dead center field, and he has put on a thump show in batting practice the two previous games to today when they didn't do batting practice, but he was hitting balls well over the big video board and left, and then to the last row of the extreme center field bleachers right underneath the old scoreboard. So Chris Bryant with wind blowing out, batting practice is something to see because he gets what you call loft. Cubs get a win today, 9-5 over the Cincinnati Reds. It is a sweep. Some thank yous to hand out for the people who helped put our broadcast together, including our on-site engineer, Dave Full Force Miska, the executive producer of Cubs Baseball in our downtown Chicago studios today. Tony, you have done it again. It is Tony Gill. Our highlight coordinator, Eli Hershkovich. Our program director for Cubs Baseball on the Score is Mitch Rosen. The sports director is everywhere. He does it all. He's Brendan McCaffrey for Pat Hughes, Ron Coomer, Len Casper, and Ryan Sandberg. I'm Mark Grody. Cubs win 9-5 over the Reds. Bernstein and Goff are coming up next. I will talk to you tomorrow when the Cubs host the Brewers. Another afternoon game, 120 for Pat and Ron on the Score on the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Cubs postgame show on 670 The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network. Presented to you in part by GAF Materials Corporation, Amazing Goodwill, Four Winds Casino, RSM, The Village of New Lenox, Wintrust Community Banks, and White Castle.
You've got the Cubs game on The Score.
If you're looking to maximize your time and sell homes faster, then you need to work with David Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage. David wants to eliminate the loan approval stress by approving all of your buyers before you begin showing them homes. You heard me. David will approve your buyers for a mortgage before you begin showing them homes, so you know exactly what your buyers can afford. More importantly, with a Team Hochberg loan approval, your buyer's offer will stand out to sellers and sellers' realtors because you'll be able to close within 10 days of signing a purchase contract. This is important. I'll say it again. You'll be able to close within 10 days of the purchase contract signing. That is the closest thing to a cash offer in the industry. So if you want to maximize your time and sell homes faster, your buyers need to secure a loan approval from David's team of purchase mortgage experts. Have your buyers call David now, 312-751-1333, or have them visit pearldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License E4358, NMLS 19186.
At Antioch Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, we make it easy. Our team is fast, friendly, and knowledgeable, and our selection is enormous. But most importantly, you'll get a great deal. During the Drive and Discover event, a new 2017 Jeep Cherokee is just $18,900. That's a brand new Cherokee for under 19 grand. Now through May 31st. Antioch Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on Route 173 or visit driveantioch.com.
On select models, plus tax, title, license, and DACA, ends 531.
Wrigleyville Sports, celebrating 27 years across from Wrigley Field, has a great selection of World Series championship merchandise plus new gear for the 2017 season. Stop in before the game and get your quality apparel and souvenirs without paying ballpark prices. Wrigleyville Sports offers top brands like Majestic, Nike, and offers customized jerseys with your name or any player's name while you wait. If you like baseball, you'll love Wrigleyville Sports. To help you gear up for the season, make sure you visit WrigleyvilleSports.com today.
Shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com. The wait is finally over. The all-new 2017 Chevy Bolt is now in stock at Apple Chevy. Get details and schedule a test drive at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
America's number one Memorial Day sale starts now at Art Van Furniture with the lowest prices in America.
We're an American brand.
Line up Saturday, 9 a.m. for a free $50 gift card to the first 100 guests. Plus, get them while they last, a free mountain bike or free TV with purchase. Win a $5,000 shopping spree. Save up to 65% off all furniture, all outdoor furniture, all top name brand mattresses and flooring. Plus, take an extra 20% off the sale price or 0% financing for 48 months. The lowest prices in America on living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, and outdoor furniture. Sofas at $399. Balcony sets just $299. Market umbrellas $39. Mattresses starting at $197. The Art Van Furniture Memorial Day sale starts now. Saturday, 9 to 9. Extended hours Friday, 10 to 10.
celebrate Memorial Day, Mattress Firm is giving away 50 free mattresses of up to $3,000 retail value. So hurry in to your nearest Mattress Firm store between May 19th and May 29th for your chance to win your perfect mattress. Visit mattressfirm.com/giveaway for complete details and official rules. And even if you're not a grand prize winner, you can still receive great offers. And as you know, during Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale, everyone can save up to $1,000 store-wide on brands like Beautyrest, Serta, Hampton, and Rhodes, and more. And with queen sets starting at just $179.99, there's something for everyone. Plus, for a limited time, don't miss the best financing offer yet. 0% APR for 6 years. That is all the more reason to check out that adjustable base. There's specials on that as well. I speak with knowledge and experience on the adjustable base because it's great. And Mattress Firm also continues to offer their promise that if you don't love your new mattress, you can exchange or return it for your money back within 120 days. But don't miss this opportunity to win one of 50 free mattresses. So hurry into your nearest Mattress Firm for the Memorial Day sale. It's Mattress Firm. Save money. Sleep happy.
Hey, Chicago. Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com. Or call 888-VITAS-80.
Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights is taking it to another level during their anniversary sales event. Over 350 new Chevys mark with never seen before incentives, like every single new 2017 Chevy Malibu LT. Check it out, 20% off MSRP. Those are huge savings. Or if you want that 2017 Silverado, get an additional $3,000 in savings on top of all the other discounts. That's over $7,000 in savings that are available for you. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com. Tell them Jason Goff sent you. Includes rebates available to all, plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. Find new roads.
It's your idea of adventure, whether you enjoy running around the block or hiking the Rockies or camping in the backyard. This is the store for you. It's Sierra Trading Post, a part of the TJ Maxx family. They've opened two new stores just outside of Chicago in both Killdeer and Wheaton. And when you come in and explore now through May 21st, 2017, and enter in store for a chance to win a $1,000 gift card. It's open only to legal residents of the United States and D.C. who are 18 years of age or older. But you should check it out. The new Sierra Trading Post stores in Wheaton and Killdeer, where you'll find a great selection of the best brands in running, camping, yoga, hiking, and more, all at incredible savings.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff.
Let's go already. Kick it off.
Afternoons on The Score.
Here we are. I'm not going to do the propers because we only have a few minutes here post-Cubs. Cubs get a sweep. Cincinnati Reds are like, they're like medicine.
Mm-hmm. They're like, always on time.
Just when you need the Cincinnati Reds, they come riding into town to play the Washington Generals to your Globetrotters.
Yeah. A lot of balls flying out of Wrigley Field. The weather got nice.
Last
for
night
them.
Was ridiculous, yeah. By the way.
Yeah.
Last night, I was in a dust storm at the game. It was brutal.
It was a little windy.
It caked in dust everywhere. The poor kids are out there trying
to figure out. Ooh, dust cakes. Don't mind if I do.
It was bad. Well, if you make cakes with dust, you'd be Dusty Baker. I'm sorry. It's been a long day.
This guy had 2 minutes in him before he told a dad joke. Get him out of here, Tanny.
Look,
let's go to the lefty. Who's in the pen? I saw Hub walking around earlier.
Shut it down.
Yeah, no. This guy, 2 minutes in, he's had nothing to do all day long, and that's the heat that he serves up
but
to
you
was, on your way home.
I stayed up for extra sports last night because when you
start the buses.
Oh, yeah. You can keep the song going, by the way. It ain't going to get no better.
You go from that LeBron James performance night when he is taking something out of a holster and beating you over the head with it.
The old Akron package.
Yeah, the old Akron package was, excuse me while I whip this out. Yeah. Here's some for you. Here's some for you. Yeah, Isaiah, I got to lean down a little bit. Here's some for you. I thought the comparison I made was Bruce Lee in Enter the Dragon, where it's just this line of soldiers from the island
who waiting to die,
released from prison, and they take their turn. It's like they're so polite about it, right? Like they don't all
you
jump
go
him
first.
At once.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
You go die now, yeah. And then I'll go die after you.
Asps, very dangerous. You go first. And so it's like, what? That guy's down. And LeBron's like, all right, okay. Yeah. Kelly Olynyk, all right. And he turns his back, like, check this out.
Yeah, I
I text Kenny Smith after each quarter.
Thank you.
I text Matt each quarter.
Thank you for doing that.
Apparently his phone was off.
He's okay.
He's like, just getting my phone, man. You know, I was on the air. I'm like, no. Just checking to see if Jay Crowder didn't need any help. If Al Horford can keep Tristan Thompson at 72-45, Tristan Chamberlain was
standing on his head.
Dude, I just fast forward me.
Cartwheeling around him, even when he was trying to box out. And remember, Kenny said, "All you got to do is box him out." Yeah.
He gets he's a max player because all he does is rebound. So yeah. That happened last night, and you know I thought it would happen because it's kind of hard to come off of a game 7 and then jump right into a series with a team that's been waiting on you.
That first quarter,
it was a rampage.
Was he 7 for 7 in the first quarter or something like that? Come on,
he is the greatest talent that we have ever seen. He is not the greatest player that we've ever seen because Jordan still has that that kingdom. He still has that throne until further notice. But yeah, man, that was marvelous. And this man is in his 14th year doing that. He got voted to his 11th all NBA first team today. 11 times. He's tied he's tied the record, if I'm not mistaken. So yeah, he's phenomenal.
And then you get Mike Trout. And then starts to have a late night and I figured out right, and then
generational greats on TV last night.
Right. I mean, you had didn't have to move from the couch, and you get one of the greatest players ever, mm-hmm. and a guy who at age 25
is on
a trajectory at this point to be one of the greatest players ever. And he didn't disappoint.
No,
and Hawks bitching about that. Well, you get a little C&I single, and then, of course, this guy
Kansas City special.
Yeah, Kansas City special guy comes up. That's what it was. I get another Kansas City special, and then, of course, Mike tries to get. Look, I mean, you're being paid to watch him.
Yeah.
It's
Mike
Trout,
man. He's a Sox fan. I know.
You
can't give him, you don't give the other team any credit.
Please.
Kidding me? I don't give a damn if you're Mike Trout or Tim Salmon. You, to hell with you.
Just appreciate Fish boy. just appreciate it.
There's something to behold when you get to watch greatness like that. Like, I don't know if I feel that way when I watch Tom Brady, but when I think about Tom Brady, I feel like, man, that dude, 5 Super Bowls. The excellence of execution, like Bret the Hitman Hart, like what he is as a tactician and as a game, just not a manager in the bad sense,
maestro.
But like, exactly.
He's a game conductor.
He doesn't let the game get away from him. He's got a terrific coach. You feel that way when you're watching LeBron. You know, you feel like this is it. Or you feel that way when you're watching Mike Trout because you know you're going to see something crazy.
Right.
You're going to see a ball that should be fouled off that's a screaming liner down the third baseline. Or you know what I mean? Like, you see those special, oh my God, moments in everything that they do. And hell, once a series, if you're watching the Angels, once a series, you're going to see something from Mike Trout. And hell, if it's a Sox Angels series, you're going to see
he's going to jump over the wall to pull a home run back.
Right.
He's going to tag up 2 bases on a bloop, something like that.
What great player or great athlete consistently delivered to that level for you? I mean, of course, we throw Jordan in there because
Walter Payton always did for me. Yeah, there was always something, one run where he's bouncing off 5 different people, and he's always at 110 yards by the time the game is over.
Mike Tyson's first 25 fights or so. That was, I'm so thankful that I was cognizant at that time in, history.
When the Burbick fight hit, and you're like, okay.
This is it.
Yeah, Trevor Burbick. You're like, Remember he tried 3 times to stand up.
And, his legs were like, you know who just hit you?
Yeah. I'm going to lie down now.
Stacey King screaming at me, get out the way, boy.
I was going to rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
I would like to eat his children. Praised be to Allah,
the Honorable. not just Allah, but he should have thrown Elijah Muhammad in there, Minister Farrakhan. That was when Mike had jumped the shark, though. That was crazy, Mike. That was uncontrollable, Mike. That was
post prison, Mike.
That was a different Mike. But yeah, man. I mean, you watch these guys. Like watching LeBron James go 38-9-8 is mundane. Think about that. Think about the games we've celebrated on a basketball court. Right. We're like, did you see that dude get 31 last night?
That was a nothing. That's just like, oh, ho-hum.
He said he had a bad game.
Well, he's wrong.
And Reggie Miller was like, Reggie Miller pretty much almost pulled a Chris Webber last night. Remember Chris Webber during the tournament where I thought he was going to be the first broadcaster to ever scream out the N-word because of how angry he was? Reggie Miller almost was like, man, get your ass out of here. Stop. Cut it out. That wasn't a bad game. You just hit 38, 9, and 8 in game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. If that's a bad game, screw you. Like, you can feel Reggie Miller giving a double burst.
Because Reggie's thinking, do you know how hard I had to work for some 40-point nights?
Right.
You know what I had to do?
He didn't break a sweat.
Right.
He's out there yelling at Iman Shumpert for being stupid. He's directing Kevin Love. He's like, all right. There was a play where he told Kevin Love to come out and set the screen, and Kevin set it on the wrong side. And you saw LeBron's brain immediately go into
recalculating.
Like, he's right, the GPS rerouting, right?
What I mean.
And he's like, get on the right side. He gets on the right side.
Get on the right side of God.
It's as if he knew what the defenders were going to do with him on the right side.
He did,
and he makes one move, a jab step to the middle of the court. Next thing you know, Kevin Love's got an inch of space, and he hits him right in the pocket, shoots the ball. I'm like, dude, these are the beautiful things that I feel like enough people don't appreciate. You know, just like the footwork with Kobe. You know, Kobe was the toughest. I think Kobe was the greatest tough shot maker of all time.
He was a dancer.
It's the footwork. It's the footwork. Like, Michael's footwork was immaculate. Yeah, you can throw the crazy reverse layups in there and him dunking on everybody. But, like, the little things like that where you're watching it, it's like a ballet, man.
A 45-degree spin that the only purpose was to get a guy to shift where his feet were. And that it's like a door opening.
He knew
it's
what
like he got somebody to open a sliding door.
He knew what your nature as a defender was going to do. He knew that you would succumb to your nature, and it was going to get him an open look on a possession that you're up 20 anyway, but he's still thinking on that razor-sharp level.
Some of the posts, some of the post fadeaways and baseline fadeaways that he hit, where he knew exactly how hard he had to lean into you to get you to not be able to get a hand in his face, right? With the force, like just the physics of it.
It's crazy.
I mean, Jordan was great at that, too, but LeBron's so big.
That's the thing.
Sometimes he doesn't have to think about some of that stuff because he knows that his shoulders are going to be above where your shoulders are.
It's the third factor. Zach and I were talking about the Jordan-LeBron stuff, and, you know, you can have Jordan-LeBron conversations with people who immediately aren't going to be ridiculous about it. And, oh, there's never going to be another. Yeah, all right, cool. Gotcha. If you want to throw the shoes in there and all that other stuff, but then when you just talk about basketball, all these things, all these talents, if LeBron was 6'6", 225 pounds, I think he'd be a phenomenal player
but
as well.
Not like this, though.
He's 6'8", 265 pounds. Yes. And moving like that. And passing like that. Like, we're watching Karl Malone be Magic Johnson with the athleticism of Dominique Wilkins in front of us.
And then Isaiah Thomas is trash-talking Kyrie Irving. And Kyrie looks at him like...
And he gives him the Jim Cornelison. And the scoreboard was still there. He gave him the Cornelison, didn't he? And then he talked to him about Flat Earth Society. This is a hell of a segment. We need
and
to do more of these.
The scoreboard still there.
This was our most productive segment of the week.
He's pointing at, like, you know there's a machine.
He's got the big dumbass Blackhawks ring on
there. And he said, hey, you know, Isaiah, there's a magical machine that's actually keeping track of who's scoring when.
There's a war veteran standing next to him.
He's got like some 90-year-old dude with the stars all over his jacket, and he's like, he's just sitting there like, where am I? And he's like, you're on the court, sir. I'm talking to Isaiah Thomas right now, though. Oh, my Lord.
This segment has been brought to you by Cabela's. The Cabela's Memorial Day sale's going on now. Family events, amazing deals. Stop in and save this week at Cabela's in Hammond and Hoffman Estates.
Prison Mike. Now, we're going to do before Prison Mike and after Prison Mike. I actually saw after Prison Mike in, Tunica, Tennessee? Something like that, at a casino. Fighting Lennox Lewis. Those were the days. All right, we got to get up out of here. Thank you to Nick Shepkowski.
Great to have the great Jim Belushi with us. Actor extraordinaire, Chicago native, and one of the all-time great Cub fans. Jim, how you doing today?
Oh, what a beautiful day in Wrigley Field when the Cubs are winning. grand slams, home runs, a breeze across the field. How am I doing today? There's only one day better, and that's when the Cubs won the World Series.
When did he turn into Bill Walton?
Yeah, he was. I think he was trying to do his Pat Hughes right there.
But I could not ever be better. I mean, that's...
If I was any better, it'd be illegal.
There'd be an investigation.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. All right, so the video stream, we'd like to thank Brian Gertz.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. It's always a pleasure to be here in Wrigley Field with you two, and congratulations to the world champion, Chicago Cubs!
Great to have you here, Jimmy.
Quit yelling.
Sack machine.
Erlacher.
Erlacher. Sack machine. All right, and also the audio overlord, my man 50 grand, Chris Tannehill.
2-0.
That first lady we saw, by the time this game's over, nice, she's going to have to re-dye her hair.
Wait a minute, Jerry.
Huh? What do you think? I mean,
she's going, what do you mean? I don't dye my hair.
No, of course not. I can see the roots.
Oh, and members of the roots.
Oh, no doubt.
The insurmountable Roots crew. All right, so we've got Bears All Access coming up next.
Oh, yeah.
And then Hub after that? Is that correct? Is Lawrence
No,
after
no.
That?
Hub was hanging out okay. between his thing Bear, and Comcast.
Okay,
and,
so yeah. We got Bears All Access and then Lawrence coming up after that. We'll talk to you tomorrow after a Cubs day game again. For Dan Bernstein, I am Bernard Hopkins. I'm just going to name some random boxer every day now. Okay. It doesn't have to be me anymore.
Can I be John the Beast Mugabe?
Yes, you can.
Yes! My lifelong dream has been realized.
Thank you.
But before he found religion, like when he was good, before he went to God. And then he got his ass kicked.
You hate things like that.
Well, so no, it's because as soon as he...
We got to go!
He became John Paul Mugabe.
We
got to
go.
Marvin Hagler just beat him to death.
Thank you for listening to the Mugabe and Hopkins show here on 670 The Score.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Welcome to another episode of Name That Car Dealer. We have two contestants on the line. Let's welcome Natalie.
Hi, Pat.
And Dave.
Hi.
First question, which dealer is offering Memorial Day savings all month long?
Oh, Woodfield Nissan in Hoffman Estates. They're offering $10,000 off MSRP on new Nissans and 0% APR financing for 72 months and no payments for 90 days.
Correct. Then which Nissan dealer has their lowest Nissan prices all listed online? Natalie? Ooh, sorry, incorrect.
Oh, I know. WoodfieldNissan.com. They're offering a new 2017 Sentra for $99 a month for 36 months with $2,999 to its signing. And they have over 800 Nissans in stock, plus $2,000 in Nissan customer cash.
Correct. And Dave, you're anointed this week's smartest car shopper. When choosing your next Nissan, choose Woodfield Nissan at Higginson Gulf, minutes west of the Woodfield Shopping Mall.
0% APR is $13.89 per month for 1,000 finance qualified buyers, price plus tax, license, and dock fee. Two or more available. This offer MVG is cited by fueleconomy.gov.
Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600.
Shop, click, drive at applechevy.com. Visit applechevy.com and get details on driving home the newly redesigned 2018 Chevy Equinox LT for only $229 a month. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevy.
America's number one Memorial Day sale starts now at Art Van Furniture. Free mountain bikes or TVs with purchase. Save up to 65% off, plus an extra 20% off. The Art Van Furniture Memorial Day sale starts Saturday.
Hello, hello. I think we're going to need some uplifting music for this because this is big. Nice. You see, there are other unlimited data plans out there, but none have lived up to the name till now. Unlimited gets the network it deserves, and so do you. Verizon. We're doing Unlimited the Verizon way, without compromising reliability, on the largest, most advanced 4G LTE network in America. And wait till I tell you about the unbelievably great price. It's just $45 per line for four lines, with HD video included. Not just unlimited, Verizon Unlimited. Plus taxes and fees. Paper-free billing required. After 22 gigabyte per line per month, we may prioritize your data behind other Verizon customers during network congestion. Mobile hotspots / tethering reduced to 3G speeds after 10 gigabytes per month. See VZW.com for details.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com. Or call 888-VITAS-80.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai, because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history. Like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever Sales Event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever Sales Event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon, so head to your Chicago and